Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Back to Blur Tailgate. We're going to take you through up until 1 o'clock, first pitch. And then the Captain Show on the block and Old School to take you through Wednesday. 6 o'clock, it's Arkansas LSU. Fingers crossed for the weather to hold up. Didn't currently. We'll take that. But if you, it's also weird because depending on your phone report, whatever app you use for your weather, you'll get different reports about what's expected today, whether it be Lincoln or Omaha, but that's okay. Again, Blur Events, ticket prices and ranges, all-inclusive packages for different levels of lunch and drink, anywhere from $64 to $114, and that $114 for the whole day. $64 is for the whole day. You can come in and eat twice, have soft drinks, different levels of adult beverage, or full, all the beverages. You can do that. Opportunities are still in play. If you need game tickets, you got 30 minutes to get to Omaha. So if you're in the range for this 1 o'clock game, you can get tickets for $25. And I would say that for a College World Series Elimination Day, that's a pretty good deal. You can sit lower level if you get the tickets there. I'll check on the next break to see what we're doing. Bach and I had an interesting conversation on the way up here. And as I tell people, when it's one-on-one, it's like Forrest Gump's chocolate. You never quite know what you're going to get or what conversation we're going to have. And we were talking about tennis programs. We're talking about Nebraska. We're talking about Peter Cobalt, who often stops by and gives discussion. And I asked the question about tennis players from Nebraska. Tennis players from Nebraska. And then I asked about pro tennis players from Nebraska. And we found out some things we didn't know. There were several things in play. And on the text line, there is the part of Nebraska lore when it comes to claiming people as Nebraska, right? So if you're born here or you lived here, I think if you – don't you have to live here before you go to a university? Is that a fair thing that you know – it's one thing to live here. Of course, as an athlete, you live here. But if you lived here any time before you went to high school.
I don't know. Because we claim a lot of people that are just born. I think like Gerald Ford or Lane Kiffin or Malcolm X, I think they're all born. They only had 3 months here combined maybe.
Right.
And they're like, well, they're all born here. So right. Yeah, they're Nebraskans. But I don't even know how many of them claim that.
Well, I didn't know what the rule of engagement, like who are y'all claiming as your people? Right, who are Nebraskans? Well, and then somebody says, well, from tennis, you think of Andy Roddick as the person that brings to mind. And so we went down the rabbit hole because when you start checking out Andy Roddick's bio, yes, born in Omaha, but then moved to Austin, Texas at age 4. He's gone.
Lost him.
Right? Lost him. except what happens when you go down the rabbit hole is you never know what the trail is going to end up at. And I was introduced to a thing that I asked Buck, have you ever heard of the University of Nebraska High School? The University of Nebraska High School. Because that is where he got his diploma. Andy Roddick got his diploma. He went to a prep school in Boca Raton. So he got a diploma from there. but he got a lot of his credit hours from the University of Nebraska High School. And Bach looked at me as though I had four foreheads, and I said, okay, down the rabbit hole we go. There is a thing called University of Nebraska High School, which is an online high school institution operated by the University of Nebraska. It offers distance, remote high school education courses for, and allows its students to earn high school credit or diploma from anywhere in the world. So then this started all the way back in 1929. You weren't doing online in 1929.
Wow, they were really doing some good stuff
back then. You weren't doing online in 1929. But you could do print testing back all the way back to 1929. So then you ask the question, who are the notable alumni of the University of Nebraska High School? So Andy Roddick being one. There's a gentleman by the name of Shane Gersich, who is one of the top doubles players in the world and now is one of the top professional pickleball players. Sir, you have aced life. You are now a professional pickleball player. You are the GOAT. You have made good decisions. I'm proud of you. Well done. Now
that was Jack Sock, wasn't it? This is Gersich.
No,
was
we
the...
haven't even got to the okay, Sock okay, brothers. Yeah. The Sock brothers, who are still active in doubles tennis, right? These are folks who have won Wimbledon doubles titles. Jack and Eric Sock, born in Lincoln. I was like, what are we doing? What's happening here?
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
But those are not the two most famous alumni from the University of Nebraska High School. Now, it's the University of Nebraska High School online. Do you know who the top two alumni, notable alumni from Nebraska High School University? Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. Are both alumni and graduates of the University of Nebraska High School. I can't even. And hey, if you're asking the next question, you're right. It's when they were dating that they both were doing distance remote courses at the University of Nebraska High School. Life is so good. Life just, come on, man. Come on.
This thing I just learned about, I'm already proud of it. I don't know. It's a weird feeling.
Like we're connected to Andy Roddick and Justin Timberlake and some of the top professional pickleball players in the world. Who knew? You thought volleyball, Nebraska was the king of women's volleyball. Hey, bro, Nebraska is coming for you. If you do professional pickleball, Nebraska is coming for you. They are coming for you. Bruh, I'm fascinated.
And it's just so cool to go from a tennis career to pick right up in pickleball. You know, I would assume that, you know, lost a step or whatever and think, okay, well, maybe it's done. Because you got to be at the top speed, obviously, in the world to be a world tennis player. Well, hey, there's pickleball just blown up in popularity. I didn't know there was a professional pickleballer, but now I know.
The PPA, the Professional Pickleball Association. I'm not making that up. That's actually a thing. And bravo. From the text line, Texter says, we had our daughter taking some classes from the UN High School.
Hmm.
Like, I'd never heard of it. It's just fascinating to me. Bravo. Bravo. Well done. And shout out to Justin and Brittany for furthering their education and choosing the University of Nebraska High School. That is exceptional. We also need to do a thing, and BJ, you're correct, that former Ticket alum and Husker bowler Crystal Elliott was here in town for the Professional Women's Bowling Association. And absolutely, she finished fourth overall. There were several Julia Bond. There were 12 former Huskers who participated and competed. I think she finished fourth, which is a pretty sizable salary. You get it's slotted, so you knew that the winner got $60,000, I believe. I don't want to put Crystal's business out there.
Yeah.
But she finished fourth and had a pretty good check at the end of the week. Shout out to Crystal Elliott, Julia Bond. Kayla Verstrade was also in it. Like there were tons of bowlers in. But congratulations to all those competed and to Sun Tim Valley for putting on the event, professional event here in Lincoln, Nebraska. So lots going on. Again, Blur Tailgate will be here until 6 o'clock today. All the shows will be streaming from here throughout the course of the day. The buffet. Bach, you had the buffet. What's in the buffet today?
Oh, man. Well, I couldn't even tell. I went up there just for the purpose to get a hot dog because once you guys said we're at a ball game, we need a hot dog, you're like, yeah, that does make sense. But, you know, the hot dogs and hamburgers are up there. Yesterday they had, I don't even know what that was exactly. I think there's pork up there today.
Pulled pork,
which was fantastic. And then I had some sort of I wouldn't even know how to explain some sort of like taco thing I created with the hot dog bun they had, which was fantastic. So you can get your own mind and think about it.
Was it like a buffalo chicken?
Yeah, yeah. Did you have some of that? Yeah.
Buffalo chicken. That was the thing. Pasta salad. They did coleslaw yesterday afternoon. Of course, the burgers are exceptional. And again, Farley and Vershawn both do like the double cheeseburgers. And these are pretty sizable cheeseburgers.
These are big.
These are big cheeseburgers. So if they're doubling on the cheeseburger, I have to give him his flowers now. In all of my 62-plus years, I've never met a human being who puts more onion on their cheeseburger than Vershawn Jackson. Let me tell you, he layered up this burger with onion. I mean, it's a three-tiered onion layer all unto itself. And these are not thin onion. These are the big chunky onion slices. And Vershawn Jackson goes all the way in. And I'm looking at him going, you are barely human. You are barely human to eat that much onion. I'm not an onion eater, even in the diced. Like, I don't.
Oh, you don't like diced?
I'm not that dude. But to have somebody eat layers of onion. My heart, I just couldn't take it.
Especially with the double patty. That had to be a high-rising burger right there.
It is a thing. Like he is in a fight, a two-handed fight with this thing. Like, it is a battle of two hands and multiple layers of burger. I was impressed. I wanted to applaud him, but I was just afraid that he would take a bite and something would shoot out of that burger across the room and hit me in the forehead.
Like, very well could.
There are too many moving parts in that burger. But that's a thing, man. It's a thing. We'll throw the break. We'll close out 101 when we come back to the ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.